Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another edition of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Mr. Evan Brooks, and yes, again, I'm back on the air. This is a live show. I just sent out the message to everyone to tune in so they can get hip to what's going on with the show. Don't want to give y'all the wrong information, so I really do want y'all to click in, listen up to what I got to say, because it really is going and it is what it is. I don't know why that popped up right there. Had to excuse that technical difficulties. Now, for some people, y'all want to know what the show is about, and I want to give you what the show is about. Our show talks about relationships and issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about the real issues that are going on between sexes in general and how to change it around. Are you trying to get Mr. Right or Mrs. Right and keep getting a loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, you're at the right place. At Nothing But the Truth, we are going to give you the truthful advice that you need to get the relationship that you want to be in and maintain it. That's what we're about. Not only on top of that, we do talk about the issues in heart that really affects people that are looking to make themselves better than what they are. Like, for example, how many of y'all are in credit card issues right now, bankruptcy, foreclosure, things like that. The show talks about that. We do have experts come in on the show to address those things right there, because that's important. That's everyday life. Because if we can't address those things right there, there's problems right there. Problems lead into your relationship based off your money issue. In most cases, if you can't take care of your bills, how are you going to support your kids? How are you going to support your wife? How are you going to take care of those people in your life? Ladies, if your money ain't looking right, what are you going to do? What would you do to get that rent money? Will you stoop to a low level to do something schemey, something that you know is unethical, something that goes against your standards? That's what we're talking about. But today is a very important day. The subject that we're going to be talking about is, why is it hard for men to commit to a woman when it comes to marriage? I know it's a typo in there. The guy that wrote that through, I don't know. He's been having issues with his computer. That's all good. But, again, like I say, why is it hard for men to commit to a woman when it comes to marriage? A lot of people are wondering, like, what do you mean by that? You know, the whole issue about that is that when you're trying to commit to a relationship, you want to make sure you're done with your past. That's one thing. You want to make sure you don't cheat. That could be one issue. You just don't want to see yourself in a self-fulfilling prophecy. Some people are like, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that is that some guys look at it like this, as closure. This is just one more step. That's it. This is the last step. This is the final frontier. Some guys think they can hang out there, you know, longer, ride a rodeo, and they can. And some guys have a conscience. I know you say, what do you mean by that, too? Guys have consciences. Some of them, not all of them. Some people could do stuff and don't give a damn. They marry you and go have sex with your friend the moment you go to work. They mess with your cousin. They might mess with your sister. In worst cases, they mess with your mama. You got a lot of young guys out here. It's been going on anyway. Mess with older women. Might be in the bed with your mama, and you don't even know. I know that's keeping it in the family in depth right there. But men with conscience that say, well, this is right, this is wrong, they might still have those player bones in them. They're still trying to get over that phase. Some people call it a player stage. Some call it, you know, swinging around, doing a thing. That's one thing that makes it hard for men, us, to sit there and really say, I want to be with you. I want to get married. They can say they can be with you, but when it comes to the marriage part, that might be an issue right there. Now, you might wonder, how can I tell right away if this guy is going to be that guy that you're talking about or he's going to be the true one for me? Issues in there is that how much time is he spending with you? If he's spending very little time with you, not due to work, not due to prior engagements as far as if he has another family, things like that that's going on, but due to, what can you say, due to like little playing around games like that, because he's here in town doing this, doing that, and it doesn't show you around the family, that could be a hot button right there. Have you been dating this man for 3 months, 4 months? Wake up, ladies. Wake up indeed, because if you're sitting there saying, well, he'll come around, you're full of it, because you allow that guy to sit there and play games with your mind. And a guy who figures this, because I was listening to Steve Harvey this morning, a guy who's getting everything and don't have to do anything to get that, why should he agree to marry you? Honestly, think about it. If you let him run over you, take your shit, eat the cookies, and eat the cake too, do you think he's really going to commit to you? He's going to say, why should I commit? And he's going to stagger that. He'll dangle that carrot. I'm going to marry you. Baby, don't worry. We're going to get married next month, or we're going to get married 6 months, or we're going to get married a year. I just got to get these things taken care of. And he doesn't do the 12-step program, I call, the little steps to show that he is going to marry you. He keeps saying it and keeps doing the opposite. He keeps doing 12 steps backwards. You got a motherfucker right there, really. You got someone right there who ain't really on that game. He ain't really trying to make things happen. Another thing that you want to look out for, someone that's hard to commit, someone who don't look you in the eye. And a lot of people are like, what do you mean, someone who don't look you in your eye? Someone who don't look you in your eye, being honest with you, telling you, hey, you know, I want to do this with you. I want to take you out. Little things right there. If a man can't show you the little things to show that he's being real, he's taking you out, asking you about opinions. You know, a lot of people say, what does that mean, opinions? Now, a man can't take out the time to ask the one that he's supposed to be committed to, supposed to walk down that aisle with, about things of life, the things that we talk about on the show. What do you think about this situation? What do you think I should do? I just want your advice. And he doesn't take that time. In any fact, I ain't going to say he's going to do that for everything. Some things a man is just going to hold in, just be honest. But he doesn't asks you for something that's going to affect you, and he just goes on himself because he's like, I'm a man, this and that, and that affects your life, the hell with that. That's a hint with you. That's a hint for you. You got to get together. You got to get together and look at the clues right there. It's hard for a man to commit on most cases because if he thinks that, you know, like I say, if he thinks he can keep riding it, you know, being a little player downtown, you know, going around the cities or whatever, state to state, you know, every pro and every area code, you know, that style right there, then he's not going to commit and you shouldn't be with that guy. You shouldn't even bother to be thinking about that guy. You should treat that guy as expendable. Expendable. That means that you don't need him. You don't have to roll with him. You don't have to deal with none of that nonsense that's going on right now. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. These guys that saying that they can't commit to you, it's hard for them to commit. Some of it's legit. Let's just say that he wants to be a good provider for you. Because, ladies, I know that you're looking for a good man. I know you're looking for someone who's going to be a good provider. He's going to be that good role model for your kids. That's what you should be looking for. Not for someone that's all flashy and grams and all that good shit right there that we see on TV. That is another thing, a facade to let you know. I'm here to educate you on that. You're looking for a good provider. Good man. I ain't saying that you can't do it on your own, but it shouldn't be an add-on. It should be a compliment. But men say, I want to be a provider for you. I don't want to have you in harm's way doing the right job. That can be a legit reason. And he gives you that term by term, or what we call it in sports, play-by-play, instant replay, as far as what he's done and what he's planning on doing to be successful, to win the day, to win that day for you that you dream about, that most of y'all ladies do dream about. I hope y'all still do. That's a good man right there. A man that's going to be ready to provide for that family. You know, he's cleaning up his stuff. Because I know you don't want no man who's got fucked up credit. Let's be honest. Man with no credit. You know what y'all say. And that's true. You see how the economy is. And a lot of people going through that. But if you're willing to deal with that, if you're willing to deal with the little nicks and nacks, because most men will deal with females that might not have the greatest credit. Let's just be real. That's real. You're not going to have a 740. Not everyone's going to have a 740. You might be in the 600s or the 500s or something like that. But the things like that is really going to take effect. It's going to take shape on what we're doing. And I want to be real with you. A man who accepts you for what you have is a good man. Now, if you're fucked up and you're not trying to fix yourself, I ain't saying fix yourself for him. Fix yourself for you. You do for you. Don't sit there and say, well, I'm losing weight to get that man I want. You do that for you. Don't do it for a man. But a man's willing to accept the things, the good and bad, because it's for better or for worse, then that's good. But if he's hard to commit to getting in a relationship due to that fact, that's another guy you don't want to be with. If he keeps saying, you know, I would commit to you, or we could be serious, if you could lose a little pounds, or you could break me off some money, this and that. That's to break off money, not because he don't have it. Or he might not even have it. He might be some dude living at home with his mom. That's another reason right there. A man that's looking to commit is looking for, well, I'm going to go back to it. The reason why another man might not commit is because he thinks there's a stereotype with marriage. And this goes for all women. It don't just go for black or white. This goes for all women. In America, of course, he's got this phobia from hearing from older men, because this shit was brought down to me when I was coming out of college. Don't get married. Don't get married, Evan, because it's hard, man. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean it's hard? Tell me what the situation is that makes it hard. Man, they tell you one thing, and then they come off on the other end acting crazy once you put that ring on their hand and you say, I do. You ain't gonna never have your life again. Your life is torn. You in slavery. You heard this and that. So, being a young man I am, I'm still young. I still got a lot to learn. I'm not going to lie to you. But being a young man I am, investigating everything that people tell me and taking that piece of information that is given to me, analyzing it, where some people might be like, well, I'm not getting married. He's older than me. He's 48. He's 58. He's been around longer than I have. You can't do that. You got to take that with a grain of salt. Some guys have phobias like, well, if I get married, I won't have my life. I can't go hang out with my friends no more. I can't go play no basketball. I have to give up my cars. I have to get me a minivan, be a soccer dad. Might have to be a stay-at-home dad because I can't get no job. My wife paying all the bills. She's going to be my mommy, my new mommy, because my mom, I'm not going to live with my mom no more. He's putting this all in this in the forefront, saying, hell no, I don't want to get married. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? He's putting all that that's been told to him, all these phobias, all these bad things that happen if you get married to a woman. If you get married to her, she's going to ruin your life. You'll never be right. And then at the end, she takes half. In most cases, she takes all in this country. How they going now? Because no one wants to flip the bill. Because, you know, there's child support, there's alimony, there's the house, there's the cars. If you got businesses, she owns half that company, might take all the company, things like that. That's a man, what? It all looks, and honestly, honest opinion, the marriage looks like it's designed for women because it's a legal contract. It's a legal document. When you get married, you go to a courthouse and you write the legal document. They write it up. Here you go. You know, you go to church. That's a ceremony. But when it comes down to legal documents, you go into the courthouse to get that taken care of and make it a legal document. Marriage is a legal document. In most cases, it is designed for women. But you shouldn't look at it as a flaw, gentlemen. You should not look at it as a flaw because if you got a good woman, because behind every good man is a good woman, is supporting him. And I ain't talking about here, here's $50, go get some gas in your car. I'm talking about as far as when you get beat up at work and you're sitting there hearing it over and over again, the stresses of everyday work, everyday stress, crap on the traffic, you know, traffic out there, getting a ticket, you know, bills, things like that. And you got to vent out and you can't really talk to mom about, you can't really talk to dad about. You got your woman right there. Ain't talking about your boo or your baby mama, things like that. I'm talking about the one that's for you, the lady of your life. That's what I'm going at. That's where she comes in. She helps you out. Yeah, help one another out. A lot of men don't see that. And a lot of men, I talk to some of my guys and say, hey, you know, hey, you next? Hell no, I'll never get married. Because, like I said, they hear that old man's wise tale. Oh, you ain't gonna never have your life. You're gonna be all gone. You're gonna be incinerated if you get married. And it's not the case. Don't think that way. Cause it's really not. Now I see people coming into the chat room. You wanna call in or you wanna chat and I bring it up on the air, it's 648-716-7911. Having trouble looking at this. I had some stuff done the other day to the screen. But anyway, going back into the details of the story that I'm saying to you. Reasons that a man won't commit is that if you give him an ultimatum, either it's me, either you're going to marry me, or I'm breaking up with you, don't do that. Don't give your man an ultimatum. That's the wrong way to look at a marriage as this is it. This is a war. I'm going to walk down the aisle, and he's going to be right there, and we get married, and I win. I'm going to high-five my girls, things like that. That's not how it works. Let's get that correct. That's not how it works. You got to work things out and work it out correctly. Now, talking about the whole relationships, you shouldn't have to give a man an ultimatum to be doing anything for you. There should be cooperation in a relationship. Even way before you get to marriage, there should be a foundation of friendship and cooperation. You got to have friendship first before you can even really get down into the the whole marriage. I ain't talking about, hey, will you be my friend? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as far as, you know, she got love for me, I got love for her. Love of a friend, more than a friend. Lovers. I ain't talking about no, whatever y'all call sex chronicles or anything like that. Not no Cinemax or Skinemax that you call them. I'm talking about real, real true to true, 100 to 100 love relationship. But it's got to be cooperation. It can't be, it's not going to always be, hey, I need you to do this all, you know. Just be honest. It's got to be compromise, too. And if a man can't compromise with you ladies, and I ain't talking about always. It's not going to be always. And it's not going to be always his way. It's not going to always be your way. It's going to have to be compromise. We have to work together to have that foundation of marriage. One man might think that whole thing that I said earlier, oh, you surrender all your rights once you get married. When she signed that dotted line, that's it. That's not the case. If you choose right, because again, ladies, the show, I told you in the past that the woman chooses the man. The woman chooses the man. And y'all might say, no, he don't. He came up to me. But you chose to talk to him. You chose to give him the number. Did you not? Because usually, most of y'all ladies that I'm talking to, the ones I'm reaching out to in the audience, y'all usually don't call the man. Because they'll be like, I don't want him to think I'm fast and this and that. And no, there's no problem calling the man wanting to talk to him. You know, want to get in a relationship with the dude. Nothing wrong with that. If you want to, you know, just talk, chop it up, kick it, which some of y'all might say in particular, there's no problem in talking, initiating a conversation with a man. If you see the good man, and it's hard to see a good man. He might come out in a suit, be a damn-ass jerk, you know? Come on, hey, I love you, you know? Might be a fucking push-off. And, you know, that might not be the thing. But, you know, you won't know until y'all start having some real conversation. Anytime I go into his house the first day, if that's what you want to do, that's your prerogative. But to be honest with you, what are you looking for? Are you looking for short-term gains or long-term gains? Are you looking for a lasting relationship that can last beyond, I don't know, a day, a month, 2 months, 6, maybe a year? Or are you looking for something that's going to last 30, 40, 50 years and keep growing? Every day something new. Every day something new with you too. I ain't talking about no bullshit. I'm talking about some real, real foundation of what a marriage is. Another thing to think about when you're talking about relationships, you're talking about why this guy ain't trying to commit to me. What have you done in your own eyes? Because it's not always his God's fault. What have you done to make yourself the one for him? Because you got to think about it. It's more women on earth than it is men. There's always an 18-year-old turning 18 every few seconds or every few minutes on earth. You tell me, what should make him give up that, you know? Because it goes beyond looks, because, again, I say that on the show, probably my first or second show. You know, it talks about that. If y'all are listening, reading the Bible or whatnot, you know, it goes beyond the looks. Your looks are going to fade. You're going to start sagging. And I know they got plastic surgery and stuff like that, but you can't always rely on that. What are you going to have besides a pretty smile, an ass, and, you know, titties, or great sex skills that some might say to bank this guy in? And it shouldn't even be a bank. It should be like, I want to put my portfolio to you by resume and state who I am. And he should be doing the same. Besides his money, fancy car, is he really putting in a quality time that you really want, or are you just trying to see an illusion that what it seems to be, an illusion? What are you trying to attain? What are you putting into this relationship to make this thing work out between you and him? if that's not what you want, you got to be real with yourself. Don't waste your time. Don't sit here and wait years and years, 8 years down the line when you whip this guy and say, I really don't want to be with him because he ain't what I want. It shouldn't took you 8 years to figure that out. You shouldn't be in a relationship with anyone that you don't feel comfortable with neither. Don't be feeling like your current horse to be, hey, I want to be with him. If I don't get my rent money paid, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might as well stick with him. I might as well stay with him because he's doing that. Because in his mind, if he's saying, I'm using this to get what I want, whether that's just to have quality time and you really don't love him, and he sees that, and he said, well, if I marry her, she'll stay with me. No guy's going to think like that unless he's a sucker. Let's be real. That's like some trick daddy stuff right there. Just be honest. He's not going to sit there and say that unless he's some pushover. Most of these guys are looking out for their money as well, too. If you're coming off with the tip, hey, what type of car you drive? You shouldn't come off with that type of talk. Because he's going, man, I don't think she's interested in is what I roll in and how much money I get, you know, because I could put on her, go on vacations, things like that. He's not going to, if that's the case, he's got a lot of money. He can lure a lot of other girls. Let's be honest. He can lure other girls that you don't even know of, and you might even know of, and you tolerate. If you let him, again, like I said, if you let him go through that and have all those other females ready to go, what gives him the decision-making skills that he needs to have when it comes to, should I marry her? Because just because you look in the mirror one day and you see the wrinkle coming across your head, you look in that you're not tight, you see that you got a little gut instead of having your four-pack, you know, instead of you looking like Janet Jackson, you looking like Freddie Jackson, the old Freddie Jackson. What's the decision? You got to make clear choices here. If you can't make clear choices, then there's nothing to be talked about as far as committing to you. And it's hard for a guy to commit when you come off like that. Some cases, I'm going to be honest with you, I know we're talking about the problem. I talk about the solution. Most cases, what you can do is introduce yourself. Introduce who you are. Don't come off all hard. Oh, I'm looking for a man. Oh, because if you're looking, talking about marriage, first time you meet him, don't do that. Do not do that. I don't care if he lures you in one day. I would like to have me a family, this and that. That don't mean shit right now. Words are not face value in this country anymore. Trust me. If you don't know that now, you need to wake up, smack yourself, take the blue pill, and wake up. Words don't mean shit no more in this country. It's about actions. If you're looking for someone, and you don't want to come off as a money tip one, if you're not like that, come straight off. Be yourself. Be natural. Don't come out, I'm Miss Independent, I can do whatever. Your actions will speak for that. If you hold your own, you hold your own. You know, you're taking a man out, or a man's taking you out, you could show him something to stunt him on his decision on who this lady is. Damn, she paid for the bill. And that sounds fucked up to y'all, but it shouldn't be fucked up. If you got your money, what's wrong with a man not having to pay the first meal? Yeah, you just stunt him right there, because that's going to set a pressure. He's going to be like, damn, she can't outdo me. God's going to be competitive. We're going to have challenges. And women, y'all need challenges too. You do that, he's going to be like, whoa. Y'all go out to the park, y'all talk. You know, you talk about your background, what your goals are. And please don't come off saying you don't know what your goals are. I hate when people talk about that. What are your goals? What are you trying to have in life? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. If you're 25 and older and you still don't know what's going on, you don't need a man. That's the first thing. Like I say, you need to work on yourself before you work on anything else. A man who sees that you're set up, ready to go, you're not jacked up, he shouldn't have any hesitations unless he's got some hang-ups his own self. That's just being real, and that's just being honest. Well, that's for today's show right here. Just wanted to let that out. I know a lot of people start tuning in. Don't be afraid to hesitate to call in. For next time when I do the show, the number to call me by, or call on, is 646-716-7911. Thank you again for tuning in to the show, Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Evan Brooks. You can hit the show up anytime on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to all the shows I did ever since back in 2007 by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. I thank you. Tune in and God bless.